Good evening. We are so glad that you are here to worship our Lord this evening. We will begin our service in song, and if you're able to, let's all stand and sing "It Is Well With My Soul."
With peace like a
sing 226 if you're using the book. "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to
sing Thy grace, streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me fill my heart.
Let's bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight thanking you for the opportunity to gather together, to worship you, to praise you, to serve you, and to edify one another. We offer our thanksgiving for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us in this past year. We are aware of all those who have suffered hardship, loss, and tragedy. We ask that you would be with these in this year ahead, that you would offer strength, that you would give them peace. We pray that we would always be reminded that this life here is just a temporary pilgrimage, that our focus needs to remain on you and spending an eternity with you in heaven. We ask that you would please be with our elders as they guide the work of this congregation, that the things and the decisions here would be in accordance with your will. We ask that you would be with the ministers here as your word is proclaimed. Be with those missionaries in the field, that you would give them safety, that your work would continue to be done throughout the world. We ask that you be with us in this worship tonight. Please forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
If you are using the book and want to mark the song of invitation, it will be 907, Hark the Gentle Voice of Jesus Falleth. And before that, we'll sing a couple of songs before our scripture reading, and Mike brings us the lesson. First, we'll sing 574, Oh How I Love Jesus.
There is a name I love.
Sing 671, Pure in Heart.
Why?
not have a Bible story time tonight, so everybody just stays in here.
We actually will have a Bible story time tonight. The scripture reading for tonight will be from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths.
I just realized something. I forgot to get the ear thing. I'm going to have to grip this thing to keep from moving all over this stage. Can you hear me okay, Brandon? Okay. I tell you what a great song to end with, Pure in Heart. I was thinking about that on the way here. I've been thinking of all day. I was like, I got the phone call yesterday evening that I was going to have the opportunity to speak tonight. And I really enjoy doing it because, you know, I get a chance to share some things that's been on my mind for a while. And so I get to share that tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. But one thing that came up today, literally on the way here, Tim, you didn't even know this, but on the way here, I was thinking, okay, how are we going to be better in 2025 than we were in 2024? I mean, you know, it's kind of that time of year to have kind of a sermon or have a get together and let's talk about it just a little bit. But I was thinking, how can we be purer in heart in 2025? That was my exact thoughts. And then you sung that song and I'm like, perfect, purer in heart. I mean, really, blessed are the pure in heart, right? Man, if we could just do that at all times. I struggle with it. I really do. I get things that cross my mind all the time, and I admit it. That's a good thing. At least I admit it. Pretty much every Sunday morning, I realize when I'm up here teaching the class that, wow, I really struggle with a lot of things. You know, going through my studies during the week, I'm like, okay, well, I struggle with that. I can work on that. I can fix this. I can fix that. And then I start realizing something. I saw a Facebook post from one of our guys who used to be up at Northeast Correctional Facility, and he's struggling with a couple of things right now, and he's struggling with some things in his relationship and some of the things that he said. And I sent him the scripture that I use up there, and I used to use up there a lot. I haven't been there in a little bit, but I always like to go to Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23 makes everybody in this room exactly the same. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, to include me and to include everybody else except one man that walked the face of this earth, and that was Jesus Christ. And so, you know, that makes me feel pretty good, you know, that God, knowing everything that I do and I'm going to do and I'm going to say, I'm going to think, he's going to forgive me. He's going to forgive me. Every time I ask him, he's going to forgive me. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. But anyway, I've been in the book of Psalms lately. Most of us know that. I'm teaching on Sunday mornings, the book of Psalms. Tim Hall's teaching on Wednesdays. And I know a lot of people know that I really enjoy the book of Ecclesiastes and how that really affected my life forever. It really did. If you want to know the meaning of life, get into a deep study of Ecclesiastes and you'll figure it out. But now, since I've been given the opportunity to teach Psalms, it's really starting to affect my life even more, and in a very good way. And I want to share that tonight with how this is working. See, Psalms was written by a bunch of authors, but a lot of it was written by David, King David. You know, he was a king, a prophet, a poet, a harpist. He was a lot of things, but you know, and you think King David, wow, he must have had everything in the world. I mean, he was the king of the most powerful nation in the world at that time, but it was kind of on the contrary for him. He was on the run a lot. He had a lot of stress in his life, had a lot of bad things going on. Yeah, he had some good things, but he had a lot of bad things in his life, and what he did was he showed us in the book of Psalms through his poems his deep, intimate relationship with God. He's the only man in the entire Bible, the only person referred to as a man after God's own heart. We talk about this some on Sunday morning. We want to be men and women after God's own heart. How do we do that? How do we do that? Well, first of all, we have got to get in his word and find out what he's trying to tell us. What is he trying to tell us? You know, we can have a superficial relationship with God. Most of us in here, I would imagine, I mean, there's 400 people that go to church here. I mean, it's very hard to have a deep relationship with 400 people. However, we are connected, as Danny said this morning. We are connected, every single one of us, by one Spirit, by one God, by one Christ. We are connected. Yeah, we are all connected. But a deeper relationship. Do you know the details of people's lives? And do you want to know the details of mine? Sometimes people don't want to let you know. And you know what? That's okay. We just move on to the next person. But what kind of relationship do we have with God? Like David. David had an intimate relationship with God. And he wrote a whole lot of it down. And so it got me thinking, and it's kind of slowed the world down some. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had your life and it felt like you were just going so fast, and you're having to make decisions real quick. It's like nothing. You couldn't make the right decision ever. I mean, you just didn't have time to think. But Psalms is kind of getting me to the point because I'm getting really deep into it. And I'm not just getting deep into it. I'm meditating on it daily and applying it. There's a big difference. I love to go to classes. I love to teach a class and then go back the next week and I ask people, okay, what did we talk about last week? There's some people that know what I'm talking about. Maybe they're listening right now. I don't see them in here right now. But most of the time, they don't know the answer. They don't remember what we talked about last week. You know what I mean? You know, we ask, what did Tim Hall talk about last week? If I went around the room and asked, what did Tim Hall talk about last week? So that's a question we can ask ourselves right there. I'm not going to ask you, okay? You can sit there, and if you know, that's great. If you don't know, don't tell anybody. Because Tim's listening, I'm sure. But no, are we taking the word of God and meditating on it daily and apply it to our lives and then showing other people how to do that? So, you know, there's been a lot of things that's gone on lately here in the family that we have here at Central that's really touched me in many ways. I see a lot of love. I see a lot of help. I see a lot of things going on that just, oh my goodness. And I sent a text out a while back of the Grinch. This time of year, people think of the Grinch. You know what happened to the Grinch toward the end of his movie, right? His heart grew 3 sizes. And all of a sudden, he's loving everybody. He's feeling better. He's got that nice, warm feeling for every single Whoville person that he sees. And when I see things like people fostering other children that's not even theirs, and I see the love, the genuine love being shown to these kids that aren't theirs. Genuine love, Spirit-led love to these people. Oh my goodness. I sent a compliment to these folks, and I mean, they're sitting right there. I sent a compliment to these folks, and you know what? They're like, thank you. We appreciate that. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thanking you. You don't even know what you've done to me. You made my heart grow. You made it grow 3 sizes. I sent them a picture of the Grinch with his heart growing 3 sizes. And it's just such a warm feeling. And it's not just, the Quisenberries. It's not just them. I look back and I see Tim and Amanda, Scott and Jen, and you know, I see a whole bunch of things that go on. It's just so amazing and beautiful. But don't miss it. That's been the message of the last few Sundays in the Psalms class. Don't miss it. Pay attention to what's going on. A few weeks ago, we had a Christmas party here. Renee is sitting right back there. I wasn't even thinking about it until I just saw you. But Renee's sitting right back there, and she puts forth, and it's not just her. She's got other people helping her, putting forth all this effort so the kids can come together and have a Christmas party and just celebrate, get a little gift, sing some Christmas carols, you know, have a good time. And you know, it's that's love. That's genuine love right there. Now, how do we get that? How do we get it? You know, just because we become a Christian does not mean that we are going to experience the fruit of the Spirit. You do realize that, right? It's not just like some miraculous thing. Well, been baptized. Okay, now I got the love, joy, peace, patience. I got it all. I'm good. I'm totally got everything I need now. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. We have to nurture that relationship with the Holy Spirit, with God. And there's only a few, there's several ways to do it. Read, pray, fellowship, and worship all the time. When you read over in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, you can read it for yourselves. I'm just going to give you the highlight of it. 2:42, what did they do to make the church grow? They gave themselves the apostles' teaching. Well, how do we do that today? We read. Well, they prayed together. They fellowshiped. They did everything together. They spent time together. They didn't try to stay apart from one another. There's so many fellowship opportunities in this congregation. It's so many, and I understand we can't make them all, but you know what? When we can, make the extra effort. Make the sacrifice. Sometimes it's a sacrifice. Sometimes we do things out of convenience, and that's great. If it's convenient, we'll do it. If it's not, we're not going to do it. Where's the sacrifice? We're called to be living sacrifices every day. Living sacrifices. And then you go over to the book of 1 Peter and we're told to offer spiritual sacrifices. What that means is those living sacrifices that we're doing need to be done with the right motives and with the right heart. Well, in order to get the right heart, we're back to nurturing that relationship with the Holy Spirit again so that we can be filled with the Spirit and be led by the Spirit and have that genuine love, that genuine joy. Oh my goodness, I love it. Tim was just speaking about joy the other day. Being happy and being joyful are two different things. Two different things. Being happy is we're happy because of our circumstances. You see that? But sometimes things aren't very good, so we're happy despite our circumstances. That's joy. That's because we've got our hearts and our minds, as it says in the book of Colossians, to set our minds on things above and our hearts on things above. That's where our minds and hearts are. So we look above all this earthly realm. We look above it. This is not where we are. This is not where we are. I think it's Romans chapter 8 where it talks about we are in the heavenly realm. Stay in the heavenly realm. Focus on going to heaven. Focus on the eternal things. I told you, I said, don't miss it. Don't miss it. There's also another person that's very popular this time of year, and his name is Ebenezer Scrooge. Anybody ever heard of Ebenezer Scrooge? You heard of Ebenezer? I figured there were a few of you out there that heard it. Yeah, every one of you's heard. Oh, you too, Rita? You heard of Ebenezer? Okay, that's good. Ebenezer Scrooge. Okay, we all remember the story of the Christmas Carol, right? And he goes through and he meets those three spirits, and the next morning he wakes up and he's got a change of heart. And he looks out the window and he asks the little kid what day it is. And he says, well, it's Christmas Day. And he's like, I didn't miss it. I didn't miss it. He was so happy, genuinely happy that he didn't miss it. Now he's got a chance to fix things. He's got a chance to fix everything that he broke in the past. He's got a chance to fix it. And that's what we need to focus on too. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Every one of these promises in here, all these wonderful promises and blessings, they are gifts and they are promises and they're going to happen. But all the bad stuff in here, all the consequences for not following God's word, they're also going to happen. Don't miss our opportunity. Don't miss it. So in 2024, you know I like to ask questions. You know I like to ask questions. So I really want to move. This is rough. Okay, so you know I like to ask questions. So here in 2024, and let's just be honest with ourselves and we don't have to raise hands or anything, was there any point in 2024 that we let God down? I already know the answer. I know the answer. All right, how about this? You can raise your hand here if you'd like to. Is there any time in 2024 that we made God very proud of us? Anybody got any proud moments? Oh, we got proud moments, don't we? Yeah, we have proud moments too. We have proud moments also. So here's the thing. So we had some bad moments in 2024. I assume we know what those bad moments were. We wouldn't be raising our hands. Mike knows what he did in 2024 that he wants to fix in 2025. So that's what I'm going to work on. That's the really nice thing. God knows that we're all a work in progress. That's a really nice thing. That's a gift. The gift of mercy and love, joy and forgiveness, repentance. They're all gifts. They're all gifts because Jesus came down here and did what he did. So let's take advantage of those gifts. And let's not just say, we don't want your gifts, God. We don't want your gifts. Let's not do that. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Here's a question. Is everybody in here breathing? That's a good thing. Anybody not breathing? Oh, you're not breathing? Wow. You're breathing and not breathing at the same time. But here's the thing. If we're breathing, if we still have breath, we still have a chance. That's a great thing. Don't let this night go past without fixing whatever it is. Don't let this night go past. Don't let this time here in this building go past. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If we got something that needs to be prayed for, come forward. Let's pray about it. God wants to hear. He wants to hear us ask him. He wants these requests presented to him. He loves to hear us. It's a show of faith. It's a show of strength when that happens. But too often times, and I'm guilty. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I don't want to come up the aisle and sit up the front. I don't want to do that. It's like, oh boy, everybody's watching. Everybody's watching. I get it. Or let's pray after church then. Let's just not leave this place with something broken. You know, we're going to get into the plan of salvation before I leave here tonight. I can guarantee it. We're going to get there. And I guarantee you, I've asked this question before. If I went around and asked every single person in this room, do you want to go to heaven? I've asked this before, haven't I? Do you want to go to heaven? Oh, you want to go to heaven? You want to go? Yep, look at this. Man, I got some really good participation right down here. I really think that y'all, if y'all wouldn't mind showing up at the Sunday morning classes. I'm kidding. This is awesome. If I went around and asked every single person in this room, do you want to go to heaven? The answer is going to be yes. I don't think you'd be sitting in these seats right here if that wasn't the answer. I don't believe you'd be here tonight, not at all, if you didn't want to go to heaven. If you didn't care about going to heaven, you wouldn't be here. So I believe that everybody in this room cares about going to heaven. So let's act like that. You know, we can say the right words. We talked about it this morning, how Jesus gave his life for us. You know, the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep is what we were talking about. You know, Jesus did it. He wasn't all words. He was words and action. He backed up his words with his actions. A lot of times we get stuck in the all words and no action. It's the worst thing to be in, I'm telling you. We know, God knows. God knows that we're saying all this stuff, but are we practicing what we're preaching? There's a big difference. You know, I'm up here speaking tonight. I'm up here speaking right here. I'm speaking the truth out of the Bible. But I could walk out that door and live completely different than this. See, we need to be who we say we are at all times. If we're Christians, be a Christian. Be a Christian. If you weren't a very good Christian in 2024, let's turn it around right now. If you know what it means to be a Christian, and you're not a Christian, let's fix that right now. It's so difficult. And I have family members that I see that I know, they know better what they do and what they don't do. By our actions and our inactions, it shows whether we love God or not. It shows. We were in Psalm 23 this morning in our morning class, and wow, what a reassuring psalm that is. Wow, it is so comforting to read those words. And, you know, it just got me thinking, you know, since I was using Grinch and Scrooge, and, you know, have you ever read the "Twas the Night Before Christmas"? I said, you know what, let's just throw that in there too. Why not? Ever read that? You know, you sit down at the end of Christmas or whatever, usually the oldest person sits there and reads it to the kids, and it's very comforting. You know what? I thought I'd read tonight Psalm 23. Psalm 23, almost like, and I'm not saying it's like "Twas the Night Before Christmas," but it is very nice to hear and very reassuring. So whatever we did in 2024, let's forget that. Let's move on. Let's learn from it and do better. I want to read one scripture about that real quick because it's very important that we do. Over in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing. I'll pick up in verse 12 here. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, right here. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Forgetting our mistakes in 2024. Remember the successes. Let's forget those. Let's forget the failures. Those are done. We can't go back and make those up. We can't fix them. Now all we can do is press on from this day forward into 2025. It's coming up. And let's make a goal or a New Year's resolution to be better in 2025 than we were in 2024. Are we going to be perfect? Absolutely not. But can we be better? Absolutely, we can be better. So let's make a goal to do that right there, a resolution to do that. Straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal. Why in the world would I press on and not look back? Why in the world would I do that? It's right here. He says it right here. I press on toward the goal to win the prize. Oh boy, here we go. Let's have. Anybody like to win a prize? I knew it. Matt likes a prize too. Brother Matt likes to win a prize too. So that's why we press on and we forget what's behind. It's because we want to win the prize. We want to win the prize of eternal life. We want to win that. That's where we want to go. You want to try it real quick? Anybody? Who in here wants to go to heaven? Raise hands. Anybody? Anybody not want to go to heaven? Okay, good. Well, I didn't get all the hands wanting to go to heaven, but I didn't get any hands not go to heaven, so that's good. That's a good thing. If we want to go to heaven, let's go. Let's go. We can do it. And you know what? When Mike starts struggling, help me. When Mike starts struggling, help me. When I see somebody struggling, ask me for help. If you're struggling, ask me for help. Let's lean on one another. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. The book of Ecclesiastes. Oh my goodness, I'm going in a different direction. I knew this was going to happen. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, my favorite scripture in the whole Bible. Chapter 4, I'm starting with verse 9. Two are better than one. Because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, you hear this? Every one of us have a responsibility to each other. Right here. If one of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. You see that? We're not alone. There's a lot of alone people in this world, but not us. We're not alone. Central Church of Christ is not going to let anybody in this flock right here be alone and fall down and stay down. We're going to pick each other up. If somebody struggles, if somebody is struggling, even with sin, we deal with that gently and we help them along. The same way Christ did, with compassion, with empathy. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? You see that? We can keep each other on fire. I love it. Ken Lutterman's always handing out fireballs to everybody. Always handing out. Anybody ever got a fireball from Ken? Pretty much everybody. And I think all of Johnson City has too. And he's like, here you go. be on fire for the Lord or something like that, I think is what he says. Are you on fire for the Lord? Here's a fireball. Just something for them to think about, right? So you see that right there? We can keep each other warm. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. How about that? How about that? We're not alone. Now I'm going to turn over to Psalm 23 and we're going to end this tonight. Psalm 23. This is David writing, reflecting on his personal and intimate relationship with God. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's some very reassuring words to those who have entered the gates who are Christians. Very reassuring words to Christians. Those reassuring words right there are only for Christians. If you've heard the gospel, if you've heard the truth, a few months ago I had a chance to speak and we talked about if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have heard the truth, or if we reject God by not doing what he's told us to do after we have heard the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left. We're basically saying, Jesus, your sacrifice is not good enough for me. If we have heard the word and we believe it with all of our hearts. We believe it enough that we are ready to change our lives. Turn it completely over to Jesus Christ. Remember over in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through me. Well, we already all agreed in this room that we all want to go to heaven. Well, that's where the Father is. So if we want to go to the Father, we got to do it the way Jesus did it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means that we're ready to quit doing it our way and turn it completely over to doing it Jesus's way, Christ's way. That's the way we want to do it. We're ready for that. And we are ready to confess to the entire world for the rest of our lives that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is our Lord and our Savior. And he came and lived, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of our sins. And we want to live with him someday. He's the Son of God, the anointed King. He came. He lived. He showed us how to do it. Hebrews also says he's the author and perfecter of the faith. He did it perfectly. So we do it his way. And if you've heard it and you believe it with all your heart and you're ready to turn your life over to Christ and you're ready to tell the entire world for the rest of your life that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, now it's time to come in contact with the blood of Christ through baptism. That song, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We talk about that all the time, but there's only one way to get in contact with the blood of Christ, and that's with baptism. There's so many people, even in our congregation here, that know better. They know what it means to be a Christian, and they're not Christians. There's so many people like that all over the world. I hope there's some of them watching our YouTube tonight. I hope. But this same message is being preached everywhere. Go out and show the Spirit-filled love, the Spirit-filled joy, the Spirit-filled peace. Love, joy, peace, patience, kind. Go show it all. The gentleness. Go show them Christ living in Central Church of Christ in 2025. If we're subject to anything, come while we stand and while we sing. Ooh, emotional night, very emotional night. There's a lot of love in this room. I think we can all agree. A lot of love in this room. I see a lot of efforts that go on. There's a lot of efforts that go on that we don't even know about. There's things that I heard today that that just kind of blew me away. You know the Quisenberries. You know, there's folks actually helping that I didn't realize that were helping, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's just really beautiful. And I saw a picture on Facebook, you know, our youth and family minister, Josh, and his family's out in Hawaii. Hey, if you're watching, aloha, Josh. Anyway, but they're out in Hawaii, and you know what? Lo and behold, I saw an extra one with them. And we know who that is. You know, there's some. I don't know what all I'm allowed to say and not say, so they've got an extra. And it's just beautiful how they've taken him in and shown him the love, and I've seen a lot of growth in that young man. I think we all agree, a lot of changes have happened lately. Rita comes forward tonight with a big supporting cast down here. Wow, I think that's the most I've ever seen. Well, Rita has the same 2025 goal that I have, and I hope that every single one of us have, is we want to learn to show better, we want to learn to show our love more in 2025. And she's told me this, she said, starting right here in Central Church of Christ, starting right here within our family, which is where it starts. You know, once we get the love here, oh my goodness, we take it out, it just radiates out. That's what we want Central Church of Christ to do. We want it to radiate out. And so people want to come. Come and see. Come and see, like in Psalm 34. Taste and see how wonderful it is to be a child of God. Oh, come and see. I mean, it's beautiful, isn't it? Look around you. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. My goodness gracious. And Brandy's crying. And you know what? I got to quit looking at her. I'm going to be doing it too. I got to stop it. I always tell people up here is not the place to do it. So if we can, we got to learn to keep our composure if we can. Unless I saw Tim cry one time, but he was talking about his daughter. That's okay. That's okay. All right, y'all, let's pray. We're going to pray for Rita, but we're also going to pray for every single one of us too. Okay, thank you for showing the strength for coming up here, Rita, and all of you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being our God, for being a loving God, for sending Jesus to show us how to love. And we're just so thankful for that example. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with every one of us. We join in Rita's prayer to help us be a more loving congregation to one another. In 2025, help us at Central Church of Christ to be more loving to one another, to be more supportive of one another, just to be there for one another more than we were, and not even when it's just convenient. Help us to always be willing to make that sacrifice for one another. Heavenly Father, help us not to be afraid to show your love to the rest of the world, and especially right here in Johnson City and the surrounding areas, and so that people know that here in Johnson City, we are a loving congregation. And Heavenly Father, thank you for Rita's example tonight, for coming forward and bringing that to our attention, and showing the example of strength by coming up here and showing her faith and asking you to help her to be more loving and help us to do the same. Heavenly Father, help us to show our children of this congregation, be the examples needed for the future of this congregation. Show them what love really looks like. And we're just so thankful for Rita and thankful for all the members of this congregation. Thankful for everybody who's watching online right now. We're thankful for all the people who work in this congregation every single day. Help us to never take all those efforts for granted. Thankful for the Hispanic congregation over there and everything that Hugo's doing. We're just so thankful for all the work that's going on. We pray for our ministers, both of them that are gone. We've got Tim and Greg here, but please be with Josh and Tim on their travels and help them and their families have safe travels back. And again, we're just so thankful for your son and his perfect example that shows us how to do it. We ask you to forgive us when we don't. In Christ's name, amen.
I want to lead one more prayer. The Quisenberries are going through a lot, and it's tough. It's tough to bring people into your home, and I can say that times one, and I can't imagine times even more than that. Understanding that there's smaller ears in the room, I have to be careful. But it's a joy and a heartbreak at the same time, and it is a heavy burden to carry. And couldn't help notice Brandy's feeling extra emotional right now, and it's just there's a lot. I love Brandon and Brandy so much, and know what they're carrying, and or know maybe a little bit about what they're carrying. I want to request prayers for the congregation on their behalf, because I know that they can use them right now. And so please keep Brandon and Brandy and all eight of the rest of them in your prayers. Well, let's go to God in prayer right now on that. Father in heaven, we love you, and we love Brandon and Brandy and the Quisenberry family and the example of love and service and sacrifice that they exemplify so well, and the heart, the giving heart that they have. But Father, we know that with a giving heart is, you know, it's always pouring out of yourself, and sometimes it feels like there's very little of yourself left, and there's very little of yourself left to give to others and to your church and to your spouse and to your job. And sometimes it feels like we've burnt the candle all the way out. And help us as their family, as their brothers and sisters, to lift them up and to support them and support the wonderful things that they're doing, and let them know that they're not doing it alone. Help us to have the courage to bear a small portion of the burden that they're bearing, and help us to have just a fraction of the strength that they're having. And if all of us could put in a fraction of that strength, the load would become so much easier for them. There's so many decisions that are upcoming with them and the children that are in their care, and children who are in foster care everywhere. We just pray for them, and we pray for your wisdom, but we pray mostly for your peace, for the situations that cause children to be in foster care. And we know that you love these children so, so much. And help us to love them too. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you haven't had the chance to take the Lord's Supper, it's prepared. Ken has a basket. If you'll raise your hand, he'll bring it to you. Two all the way up front, Ken. And to help prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper, we'll sing 379, If That Isn't Love.
Ye let the splendor of heaven I
pray for the bread. Heavenly Father, we thank thee this evening. We thank thee now, Heavenly Father, as those about to partake of this bread, that we'll all realize the sacrifice of your Son that came to this earth, how his body was beaten. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as those that are about to partake at this time, do in a manner that is well-pleasing to thee. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Continue. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for your Son's blood that was shed, his beating and on the cross, and when the spear pierced his side. We know without this blood, Heavenly Father, we would not have a chance for salvation. We thank you for this cup, that when we partake of this cup, that we remember the blood that was shed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Play for the offerings. Heavenly Father, we pray that the offerings that were given today, that we pray that those things will be used to the uplifting of thy word and the strengthening of thy kingdom. Pray that, Heavenly Father, you'd be with the elders as they make decisions for this, and pray that they'll use it for the best for the church here and the church the world over. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those that gave this morning gave it with an open heart, and pray that the blessings will be upon many. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now just thanking you for this day that you have given us another opportunity, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank you so much for your Son, Lord, your Son Jesus, that you gave to die on the cross, that we may have an opportunity, Lord, to live with you for eternity. We pray a special prayer, Lord, for those that cannot be with us tonight due to illness or sickness, that you would be with them and heal them and comfort them. Lord, we pray that you help us to be a support to them any way that we can. We know many of our number are traveling during this time or upcoming. We pray, Lord, that you would be with them and give them safe travels to where they're going and safe travels back home. Lord, and we're mindful of the Quisenberry family during this time. We just continue to offer prayer for them, that you would be with them during this time and help us to, again, be a support system as we can to them as well. We pray, Lord, that you watch over us, keep us safe and healthy, and bring us back to the next appointed time. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If there are no announcements, you are dismissed.